standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question at that time, you may press star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn the call over to your host for the day, Mr. Kevin Williams. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks, Chandra. Good morning. Welcome to the most important prospecting call of the most important quarter in Tivoli history. This is a very exciting time to be selling Tivoli security software. Just in case you missed the numerous announcement calls and emails, everyone who gets credit for selling Tivoli products will now get credit for selling ISS products in 2010. Let me repeat that. Anyone who gets credit for selling Tivoli security products will now get credit towards quarter retirement for selling ISS products. This is now the easiest thing the Tivoli reps have to sell. Simply grab your ISS colleague and walk them into your accounts. They do the rest, and you both get credit towards retiring your quota when the deal closes. We now have a great opportunity to advance our IBM security strategy forward. We have the opportunity to make Tivoli the leading brand in this very important strategy. You will hear a lot more on this topic at the pre-pulse enablement sessions in Las Vegas. Okay, now let's switch over to our topic of the day, selling the Tivoli Security Z-Secure suite of products. If you have a customer with a mainframe, you have an opportunity. Many reps don't even realize that you can retire your entire quota with one single Z-Secure deal. We work endlessly on many, many deals every quarter. Let's step back for a moment and ask ourselves, are we really working smart enough? I think we can all improve in this area, myself included. The weak Z-Secure performance of 2009 tells us this very clearly. We did not execute on selling Z-Secure in 2009, and that needs to change today. Last week, the Tivoli Security Leadership Team got together, and we created a very focused, prescriptive program to make sure we get back on track selling this product suite. We will be picking 40 accounts, 10 from each IMT. Each of the account teams, meaning the Tivoli rep, the Tivoli Z rep, and the coverage Z rep, will get contacted by myself or one of the IMT security leaders. We will come up with a plan to go in and meet with the right people in each account, go visit them, and try and sell them some Z-Secure. We will be creating this list of 40 later today, so if you want your account to be part of this program, let me know as soon as possible. I'll be sending a note out with all the details on this later this week. Each of the 40 accounts will also be part of our deal clinic sessions in Las Vegas. On the phone with me this morning is Glenda Cummings, our product manager for the Tivoli Z-Secure suite of products. Glenda is going to take us all through the prospecting presentation, which will give you the information you need to launch your own Z-Secure selling program today. At the end of the call, we will open the lines up for questions. So without using any more of our precious time this morning, I am now going to hand the call over to Glenda. Glenda, it's all yours.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Let's go to slide 2, and let's look at our objectives that we're going to have. We're going to learn more about the Z-Secure family and how it helps to reduce costs. We're going to learn the Z-Secure family of products and how they can help your customers solve challenges within their organization. And they all have challenges, and you just have to spend the time to dig them up or just bring them to the forefront, and you'll hear them or you'll see them shake their head yes. You know, they do have those issues. Let's go to slide 3. What does a customer want? Well, number one, they want to improve efficiency in their organization. No longer do they want to hear that security is a bottleneck in getting people access to do their jobs. So they want to be able to reduce the SLA, the service level agreement that they have with their customers, and their customers are maybe their internal employees or they may be their external employees, and being able to receive access faster, receive issues faster, reduce those issues, as well as resolve those issues. Now, by being able to do that, they also want to be able to reduce costs. So this is kind of connected to the one on improving efficiency. Then improving quality. One of the areas that's very important in the security environment is that there are not errors that they do during administration or that show up during audits, internal or external audits. So improving quality is a very big issue, because lack of quality in a security environment also means that they're open for threats, they're open for issues, they're open for problems. So they want to reduce those, and by improving quality, they can improve their security. And, of course, regulatory compliance and governance. The regulatory issues that are out there stem all the way from something like HIPAA to SOX to GLBA to state regulations to government regulations, privacy acts, and the list goes on and on. As one of our customers of ZSecure told me that they have over 100 compliance issues, acts, regulations, whatever, that they have to abide by. So they're looking for something to be able to streamline that process. And, of course, if I streamline that process, that'll improve my quality. It'll also reduce my cost. Now let's go to the next slide, and I'm going to spend a few minutes on the ZSecure Suite, what it is, the components. Now, first off, let me tell you, the ZSecure Suite consists of 7 individual products. They have individual PIDs, they're installed individually, and they're supported individually. They do work in connection with each other, and I'll go over that. But let's look at these 7 products that you have to sell. And one other thing is, these are sold individually because they're not dependent on each other. In other words, I could sell ZSecure Admin and I could sell ZSecure Audit, but I don't have to have one to have the other. So let's look at the products. Let's first start with one that doesn't probably fit with the other 6 if you look at it, because it's for RACF ZVM that runs under ZOS or runs by itself. Now, RACF ZVM, the security manager for RACF ZVM, consists of admin and audit as one product for the ZVM environment only. And it gives the capability of providing that friendly level of capability for doing administration, as well as the options for doing auditing and providing audit reports. Because in an organization that's running ZVM, when auditors come in, whether internal or external, they're looking at everything that runs on that environment, whether it be ZVM, Unix, USS, it's commonly called Unix for System Services, ZOS, of course, and then the Linux, the System Z Linux. So they're going to be looking at all of those environments. So that's what the tool does for the manager for RACF ZVM. It gives him the administrative capability and the auditing capability for compliance in that environment. Now let's look at the other 6. They're kind of divided up, or they are divided up into 2 specific categories. We have the audit and compliance, and then we also have the administration. Now on the administration side, we have the ZSecure Admin, the Visual, and the CICS toolkit. Let's look at admin for a minute. Admin simply does an effective use and efficient capabilities for doing RACF administration. It extends what RACF can do natively as far as administration. It adds a lot of capabilities that RACF itself doesn't do for administration, so it eases that capability quite a bit. The other thing that you want to remember about admin is it's not just for administration. In ZSecure 111, we came out with a very competitive component within ZSecure Admin, and that was the database cleanup and the access monitor capabilities that's in ZSecure Admin. Now, I'm going to talk about competitive later, but I want you to keep that one in mind. Last year, 2008, I guess it was, we introduced in ZSecure another component. It was called RACF Offline, and that's another component within admin that gives the administrator the capability to test security transactions Security Administration before they apply it to the production environment. That's also another key area where competitively we are way above the game. So let's look at visual now. Visual gives you the capability to do the security administration through a Windows environment, all the way to Windows 7. It has been tested and issued under Windows 7 as well. It's the Windows GUI, drag, drop, things along those lines. It's commonly used when people want to do decentralized administration. Yeah, I can see the frowns. What's decentralized administration? Well, decentralized administration is where an organization has decided that they want maybe the business units within their organization to do a certain level of security administration. But yet these people don't have the training for ISPF. Also, TSO ISPF is an expense that the organization may not want to roll out to the business units. So Visual gives the capability of being able to provide the business units with an easy way, in a way that they're commonly used, to do administration or a certain level of administration that's been approved. Now let's go on to CICS Toolkit. CICS Toolkit is being able to do administrative tasks with CICS, a limited number of tasks, the very common issued type of task within security administration, doing it from a CICS environment via a transaction. Maybe people who do administration are only used to being able to do transaction type and functions. So this gives the capability for being able to do a certain level of administration for RACF through the CICS environment. Let's go to the other side now. The other side, or the blue side, is our compliance side. We have audit, alert, and command verifier in the Z-Secure family that deals with audit, compliance, and monitoring. Let's take the command verifier first. Command verifier is the one that gives the policy enforcement solution so that a customer can create policies within their organization, or they already have security policies in their organization, and they want to be able to ensure that security follows those policies. Now, I'll give you a very simple example, such as an organization may say that your password expires every 90 days. Well, an administrator of security doesn't necessarily have to follow that rule when they're doing the RACF commands. What Command Verifier gives you the capability of saying is that you have to follow those rules. That is what the password expiration is. So when they change a password or they create a user, they can then signify that they can put anything they want on the RACF command. But Command Verifier will go in and analyze that against corporate policy. And if it's anything other than what corporate policy says, then Command Verifier can either admin or not process that command, or they can process it and send an audit trail or send information that something was done outside of policy. Or the third one is that they could actually, that Command Verifier can actually fix it. In other words, they can change it to whatever the policy says. Now, this works with things like password changes, naming standards, anything that the customer wants to build a policy for. Let's go to alert. Alert is a maintained threat monitoring, which gives the capability that if something goes on in the organization that you are running an alert for, that you can actually send an alert either via PDA or to the operator console, to email, when an alert occurs that you want to know about. Now let's go to audit. Audit is the compliance and audit solution, and it does give you the capability to analyze what's going on in the organization, to automatically analyze. It also has the capability to be able to use Carla, which is a programming language within Z-Secure, to be able to write those ad hoc reports, those things that auditors come in and say, gee, I want to know XYZ. So then they can easily use the Carla reports to create that for the internal, external auditor or management who comes in and asks. It's a very, very powerful tool, Z-Secure Audit is, being able to look at the audit concerns that it produces. It'll you know, you can take it and you can say, tell me what the concerns are in the organization according to these best practices. And it'll come back and give you a report, explain what it is that's wrong, and then, of course, you can use the help screen to get further information. So that's the Z-Secure suite. Notice this is a small S, which means they are not sold as a suite. They are sold individually. For ACF2, now RACF is IBM's security product. Computer Associates, or CA, has two of their own. One is called ACF2 and one is called Top Secret. They are the competitors to RACF, not a competitor to Z-Secure. We have two of the products in the family that deal with ACF2, and that would be the Z-Secure Audit and also deals with Top Secret. Z-Secure Alert will work with ACF2, not Top Secret. Okay, let's go to the next slide, which would be your slide 5, and let's take a look at a bundle that we introduced back in May of 2009, the Tivoli Security Management for ZOS. Now, we purposely put together a bundle of what's commonly used within the mainframe organization that have Z-Secure, and which ones we talk to customers, which one of the products actually fit that would be a good in a bundle, things along those lines. And so the outcome and then the values and the buyers you'll see on this slide. The values are the things that you really need to concentrate on, and that's the secure the critical mainframe, hosting the data and the transactions, reduce the cost of compliance, improve service availability, enable data center consolidation. Now, it's very important to remember that these are also the same values for each one of the Z-Secure products that you have individually. Now, the buyers that you would normally have are something like IT operations, if very strongly, the IT operations area has responsibility for security, and you may find that in some organizations. The compliance area or the audits, the auditors, they're very keen on being able to provide all of these audits as fast as they can, as secure as they can, and as truthful as they can. And then, of course, the security area and then the service owners are also some of the key areas in which are the buyers. Let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 6, and let's look at what the security management for ZOS provides. Well, it's the same things that we talked about before. Improve security, reduce the cost. Now, also because this is a bundle, then the cost of the bundle, it's cheaper to, not cheaper, that's not a good word. Let's say it's less expensive than buying the products individually. And then, of course, to manage risk. Let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 7. The capabilities that we have, of course, the Z-Secure Administration, the RACF auditing capability, as well as, now let's step outside of RACF, because it also provides auditing for entities outside of RACF. You may not understand these terminologies, but TCP/IP for networking. We also have integration with OmegaMon. We have integration with NetView. And there's others out there that we can help you with. And then, of course, the benefits. Implement ZOS security the best, improve service availability, and comply with regulations. I was talking to a CIO, I guess it was, about 2 weeks ago, and he was telling me that 30% of his IT budget goes to audit and compliance. Now, if we can help him with that 30% of his budget, then he can definitely see a value in the products that we bring to the table. So let's go to the next slide, number 8. Well, who do we target for this bundle? Who do we target for security management for ZOS? Well, the CIO and the CISO. And the CISO would be the security officer for the organization. Anything that deals with mainframe compliance, these are your keywords to look out for. Anything that deals with mainframe security compliance and auditing or monitoring. They want to reduce the costs and for administration and auditing, of course. Now, all organizations are looking to cut down as much as they can. What we don't want to ever say is you can reduce your auditing staff if you buy ZSecure, if you buy the ZSecure Management for ZOS bundle. What you want to emphasize is that the amount of time can be reduced that an administrator has to do for the mundane daily type of administration. And when you can reduce that time, that person can then concentrate on areas of security improvement within the organization. And then, of course, reporting on the privileged users in the mainframe environment. If you think about it, who is the most privileged user in an organization? And that would be the person that controls security. That would be the person that gives access to people, takes access away, creates people, changes passwords. That area is the most privileged user in an organization, in the mainframe environment especially. That's of interest to the CIO and the CISO. They need to know what's going on in that area. They need to be able to audit what those people are doing or be able to report on what those people are doing to ensure that they themselves, the security environment, is complying with standards or policies within the organization. And then, of course, there's the mainframe manager. Because he has to address the quality issues. He has to make sure he can simplify administration and simplify those audit reporting that requirements and enforce policies. The one thing that's very important is that administration for RACF has been, you know, around for 30 years or more, and some of the administration, the way it was done, is still being done the same way, not taking advantage of some of the new capabilities that are out there in the ZOS environment for security. And the reason why is because, well, they just either haven't had the time or they're using old scripts or anything along those lines that actually makes administration almost unmanageable. Because what I hear is customers will tell me, we run a script for administration, but if we want to do something outside that script, then we have to switch over to the native RACF, or we have to switch over to do something else with another application. The same thing goes on with audits. You know, I have the script to create this for an auditor, but now they've come back and they want to see something new, or they want to see something different, or there's a new compliance rule that they have to abide by for PCI. So the scripts that they have that they've been running for years are so out of date that they just cannot produce the proper data, which also can mean that they don't pass an audit. Let's go to slide number 9. Now, I'm going to break out on what people need and the areas and that you can focus on. Remember I said that the ZSecure Suite is kind of broken up into two separate areas. Well, the first area, of course, was the RACF administration and the policy enforcement. So, what environment do you look for to sell in for administration for the products for ZSecure? Well, you look for the system Z running ZOS and RACF. Okay, we do not have administration capabilities with ZSecure for the competitive products to RACF, the CA ACF2. And the CA Top Secret. We only have the administration tools for RACF. So what questions could you ask? Well, what are you using today for RACF administration? And this is very, very important. If they come back and say, oh, well, you know, this guy George has been doing administration for a long time, and he has his own scripts, and everybody that does administration uses these scripts. Well, that would be considered a manual or homegrown type of administration for the people who do, who maintain the system. And when you think about that, if they say that they have their own scripts, then what are the strengths and weaknesses that are in those scripts? Are you having to go outside that script to do some administration functions, or you know, are the scripts kept up to date? You know, if you're currently running ZOS 111, are you currently taking advantage with your scripts with the capabilities that are in the new version of RAC-F? Most of the time you're going to hear the answer, no, we haven't had time to update our scripts, or we don't even have the documentation for those scripts to update them. So if we want to do something, we go outside the scripts. So that would definitely show up as far as the weaknesses. The strengths, well, evaluate what those strengths are. You know, if they say, well, yeah, we have some automation built in, well, that's good, but let's look at the Secure Admin or Visual or CICS Toolkit, and let's see if we can match what your strengths are and even enhance those strengths. Now, another question is there more work for your Z security people, but no additional headcount for the staff? This is definitely something you need to ask, because what's happened now in the last 3 years is the fact that because of compliance, there's been such an overhead put on top of the current security administrators that they're having a hard time keeping up. You know, they have to produce those reports for audit. They have to produce those reports for PCI. They have to produce those reports for management. Well, that takes away from being able to ensure the quality of security and the quality of what's going on in their environment. So how do you currently manage RAC-F rights for your mainframe? How much of your IT budget are you spending on mainframe security? These are just a few of the questions, qualifying questions, that you can ask when you talk to your mainframe accounts. And how long does it take to implement major security policy changes across the company? Now, that's a big one. What if I'm implementing a new application? Everybody has to have this new transaction. But yet that means a lot of changes have to happen to the security environment. So being able to use admin and the RAC-F offline capability that's part of admin, I can go in and make those changes, see how that's going to affect my security, and then implement it into production. Would you like to do a better job of managing security from a business perspective? Be real careful with this one. And depends on how you phrase this, it could be considered a slam against the person that's doing administration if you're talking to the administration area or the security area, because they think they're doing a good job. So who do you talk to? You talk to the RAC-F administrators. You talk to the budget holders. And the products and the solution are the admin, the visual, the command verifier, as well as the CICS toolkit. Remember, the command verifier is the one that ensures that what you're putting into security meets policies. And if it meets policies the first time around, that means they also do not have to go back and do a huge amount of cleanup. And then, of course, some additional props that you might want to leverage would be the Z-Secure audit and the alert. Let's go to the next slide. Let's figure out what you can ask and what environment you want to talk to about the audit and compliance management portion. Well, the environment you want, of course, is ZOS and RAC-F. And also, remember, because of audit works with top secret in ACF2, you have that environment as well. And for the alert, you have the ACF2. Some of the qualifying questions. Do you have regulatory compliance mandates? If somebody ever comes back and says, no, we have no regulatory or compliance type of mandates, you know right away you're talking to the wrong person, because they have no clue. So you want to establish what it is their key points are for compliance. You want to establish what their key areas are that they're having to comply with, PCI, SOX, HIPAA, and the list goes on and on. And if it's a bank, there's a lot of regulatory banking requirements, regulatory requirements from the state, regulatory requirements from the federal government in the financial area. If you're dealing with someone that has regulatory compliance issues in the banking, there's also, if they cross the pond in either way, there's also some regulatory compliance issues when they go to a different country. How are you tracking the privileged user activity? How do you report, monitor, assess on compliance to regulatory mandates? You know, what reports are you running? Are you doing your monitoring on schedule? Can you automate that so you don't have to do it every time? And on average, how long do you say it takes to identify a new security vulnerability? Do you wait until there's an actual big problem and then you have to, like, scramble because something happened? Maybe somebody was given too much access and they got a hold of information they shouldn't. Now you're going to have to do all of that work and looking at the RACAP database to find out who has access to what, and then verify how they got that access. And then what was it like last time your company had a security audit? Well, what do I mean by that? Well, security audits take up, they take up a lot of time. They cost money, whether it's soft dollars or hard dollars, it costs money. And then there's also the disruption that goes on in the everyday to day because you're having to do other things for compliance. You're having to run other reports. You're having to answer questions when they find something wrong. So who do you talk to? Well, you talk to the CIO, the security officer, or IT auditing is a good one. Lately, we've seen where customers who are really interested in these secure products, when they talk about the audit and things like that, they're actually bringing in the auditors to get their opinion, to get them excited about the product because it makes their job easier too. And that's one of those two-sided coins. Do you want to make the auditor's job easier to find stuff? Well, yeah, you do, because the quality of your security is important to the entire organization, not just the fact that you might get slapped on the hand because of something. Additional products to leverage. Products in the solution that you want to concentrate on in this particular environment for the audit and compliance management would be Audit, Alert, Command Verifier, and yes, Admin. Because Admin gives me the capability to do queries on who has what and show me this information and things along those lines that's in the RACAP database. So let's go to the next slide, which would be slide 11, objection handling.
Hey, Glenda, this is Kevin. Just before you get off that last slide on the compliance stuff, I want to point out to everyone that we are the only vendor in the industry that has a full end-to-end mainframe and distributed solution around compliance, and that's the zSecure Suite along with our Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager. I didn't want
definitely
to for that.
Yes, definitely. And that's why on that slide I actually mentioned that one of the upsell products that you might get the customer interested in would be the Compliance Insight Manager or the TSIEM product as well, and get the customer interested in that because it does, as Kevin says, round out the entire compliance story because the Compliance Insight Manager and TSIEM bring in the information that is fed from the mainframe through zSecure into those products so that they can do, when I want to run a SOX report on my compliance on SOX, it brings in the mainframe information. Good point, Kevin.
And also the note there that we do have a really nice bundle, one part number bundle, just like our identity and access assurance that everybody's going out and selling now. We have a one part number bundle that includes TSIM and zSecure Alert and Audit.
Command Verifier.
Command Verifier, yep. So just wanted to point that out. Thanks. Go ahead.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Objection handling. But I use ACF2 or Top Secret. Yeah, so big deal. I can't help you with your administration on that, but I can certainly help you on your audit and compliance side of the house for Top Secret and ACF2. So don't shy away from them if they come back and tell you that I've got ACF2 or Top Secret. Because you do have products you can sell into that environment as well. Another objection, and this is probably going to be from the persons who are still at the organizations or even that actually wrote the scripts, but then you will also find it from the people that are running those scripts and the person who wrote them has left, and they have no idea what they're doing. They don't know how to look at the code, you know, or they don't know how to change it, or they haven't brought it up to date. But a customer may come back and say, well, I have rec scripts or homegrown code that I need to do it, that's all I need to do administration for security. Well, that's usually not true. I would say 99% of the time when we go in and talk to customers who have their own scripts, that they do discover that there's some compliance things that are missing, there's some ease of administration that's missing. Also, one of the big things we found was that they were not taking advantage of some of the security capabilities that were in RecF or that were in ZOS, that they were passing them by because their scripts didn't do it. So therefore, they ignored it, you know, pass tickets. Things like ID identification, being able to identify a person when they enter the mainframe environment, even though they entered it through the distributed world. I have to say, be really careful when you talk to people about their homegrown scripts, but do talk to them about it. But, you know, specify, is the person still there who wrote your scripts? And if they say yes, then you can say, well, you know, have you been able to update those scripts to be able to include new security capabilities that have been introduced every year in the operating system and in RecF?
And if I could just jump in there, one other thing that I'll add is that sometimes if you're talking to a person who actually wrote the scripts, you might want to not talk to that person and talk to their manager.
Good point, Kevin. Very
like
good
a religion,
point.
Guys. It really is.
Yeah, and one of the points to make, whoever you're talking to, and it is let IBM take care of that. Let IBM develop the software you need to do administration, because we do keep the ZSecure products up to date with whatever is coming out in RecF or ZOS. Now, here's the last one, and I saved this one for last. You get the answer. I use Vanguard. Do not walk away. Find out what products within Vanguard Suite that they use. Those products are also sold individually. So find out what products they're using. You know, have a discussion with them. You know, well, okay, if you could have anything that you want to change in your Vanguard product that you're using or the Vanguard Suite that you're using, you know, what would it be? There's no harm in asking. You know, sometimes you'll get an answer and sometimes you won't. But if you get an answer, that also gives you a perfect lead-in to lead in with the ZSecure products. And don't just say, oh, well, ZSecure does that. You know, let's have an intelligent conversation with the person who's using the Vanguard. We have a lot of things in our products that Vanguard doesn't have. And this gets down to doing feature function. Try to avoid that. Really, seriously, try to avoid the feature function. We can actually come in and talk about the capabilities that we have in the product to improve security, mainly being the RecF offline, the access monitoring, the database cleanup, and then audit, being able to audit outside of just RecF, you know, and that's a big plus. People are looking at being able to expand out what they can do with security, not stay in a hole and use the same thing over and over. We had an excellent replacement of the Vanguard products, several customers this year, one especially at the end of fourth quarter this past time, where they totally replaced their Vanguard products with our ZSecure Suite because they were lacking in some areas, and they found that the ZSecure stuff was easier to use, it was easier to manipulate, it was easier to change, because the ZSecure stuff is very, very customizable. The screens are customizable. What they want to see is customizable. So there's all types of conversations you can have with a person who's using Vanguard. Now, what if you get the person who says, I like Vanguard and I don't want to change? Well, you're talking to the wrong person. Okay? At that point, you're probably talking to the security administrator who's used to doing something the same way over and over and over. Let's have that conversation with somebody higher up. Let's have that conversation with someone that's interested in being able to improve security in the organization, as well as being able to have a better auditing capability and monitoring capability and compliance capability, which is what the ZSecure products actually give you the capability to do. So don't shy away from them. Please, please do not, when a person says we have Vanguard, don't just close the door. Have the conversation with someone higher up. Now, I know there's been situations out there where Vanguard has come back and said, we will give you the products and all you have to do is pay maintenance. Oh, that's a hard conversation to have because, you know, the ROI that they're getting, it's a lot less. But what we have to do at that point is we have to talk about value that they're getting. How much are they going to have to spend in being able to have the same capabilities that the Z-Secure products have? So that's enough on Vanguard. We're actually going to have a presentation, a webcast presentation, February or March, and we're going to focus on Vanguard and the differences between the products so that you can have a handle on that. Kevin, you want to add anything on the Vanguard part?
Just that in terms of pricing, we will get as aggressive as we need to. In fact, we'll even, if you could find out how much they're paying for maintenance on the Vanguard products, we'll be willing to sub our stuff in for that price in most cases. So, you know, everything you said plus, you know, we'll get as aggressive as we need to on pricing.
Perfect. Thank you. All right, let's go to slide number 12. And these are this is like the base that's out there. There's 80%, well, actually 81 point something percent of the customers who have a mainframe have Rack S. That gives you, in North America, it gives you over 1,400 customers to be able to go into. That's a big base that you can go in and sell the product to. It's a captured base. I mean, they're there. They're not going anywhere. You know, you don't have to worry about competitive against other products. They're not changing. Now, every year we do have new RACF customers because they migrate from ACF to then Top Secret to RACF. So continually you have a captive audience. But some of the competitors that are out there, Vanguard is U.S.-based. Sometimes you might run into Beta 88, which is a German-based company. Computer Associates. All right. Computer Associates does not have products against Z-Secure. They are a competitor, well, except for one. They are a competitor of RACF mainly. But the one product that they do have, excuse me just a second, excuse me, the one product that they do have that's a competitor against ours is a product they call CA Auditor for ZOS. It was formerly known as CA Examine, and it competes against our CA Audit product in a very small but important way. So when you run across that, if you need information on that, go out to the Tivoli Competitive Action Group webpage, and there's information on all of these competitors and some competitive information on them, okay? A win story. I'm going to run through these pretty quick because I want you guys to know that the capability is there. We've had successes such as the state of Maryland, and they actually started out, they converted to RACF from ACF2. They installed the products itself. They originally bought three of them and then expanded out their portfolio about 6 months later when they started seeing the value. Let's go to the next slide, 14. Princess Cruises, that was another one that was done in fourth quarter, and it was a total replacement. It was a replacement of the Vanguard products. Let's go to the next slide, and win story number three, which is Publix. They replaced their Vanguard Administrator product with the Z-Secure products. I mean, they actually just ripped it out and put in the new products. So you can see that they were not happy with Vanguard, and the new security officer wanted the new capability and the new tools and value that she could see in the Z-Secure products. There's other customers out there as well. We have references that you can use. Aviva, Norwich Union, the reference is out there. AID, they have a case study, they have a reference, and by the end of January, middle of February, we'll be issuing a video of them talking about their success with Z-Secure. We have a lot of customers out there, and these are references that you can use. Let's go to the next slide, number 17. These are some statements on why customers like Z-Secure, and these came from customers because they wanted to be able to pass audits. They had regulatory requirements. they wanted to eliminate some insider threats. Or one customer wanted they were having some issue with insider threats, so they figured out if they cleaned their database up that they wouldn't have as much trouble. So you can see some of these quotes. You can use these quotes. It was easy to install and implement. We have people that installed it, and we're using it that afternoon to be able to test out some audit reports. Now let's go to the next slide. These are some value points that you can use, some value proposition. If you're talking to auditors or security managers, if you're talking to the help desk manager, or you're talking to administrators as well. So here's some value points that you can use. You know, like, well, who needs them and who needs it and why and what do we provide and we're unlike whatever offerings that there are from Vanguard and CA. And then some statements that talk about our offering has and does that you can use. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Z-Secure pricing, it's done by value unit. You can use a workload pricer, just put in the amount of MIPS and convert it over to value units, and it'll give you the pricing. So the pricing capability is with the workload pricer, and it's very simple to use. Let's go to the next page, which is our call to action page. And it's and Kevin has told you earlier what our call to action is and what we're going to be doing with that. And there's sales kits out there for you to use. It's part of the ROI tool. And then I would like to offer my help if you go in to call in on customers. If you need assistance from product management, please don't hesitate to ask, okay? Let's go to the next slide, and let's look at the summary slides. If you fell asleep during the beginning of this, these next two slides are probably very, very important to you, so you can wake up and just say, I'm just going to look at the summary. So it kind of gives you an idea on who to call on. And what are the problems we're trying to solve? Okay, what are the issues that customers have? I'm not going to go over each one of those. And then on the next slide, slide 22, what's it all about? I mean, what's the whole Z-Secure thing about? What's the whole The security management for ZOS, what's it about? Both of these two slides cover both of those areas, okay? And ask your customers, how do you handle the lack of system Z security skills? That's a big issue that's coming to light. Because ZOS and RACF have been around for so long that those people are retiring. You know, they're going away or they're moving to other areas. So how is the customer going to handle that? You know, how do you ensure privileged users, and then with the security administrator, don't abuse their authority? How do you enforce business and security policy across your ZOS? How do you reduce the time and complexity of ZOS regulatory compliance and report monitoring? Are you going to continue to write scripts over and over and over and over? So that kind of gives you those two pages, 21 and 22, kind of give you a summary of things to remember, things to ask, keep in the top of your mind when you're talking to customers. Let's go to the next slide, and that's key contacts. So that in your particular area is the top section, product management, marketing, and lab services. I will let you know that lab services has a service that they offer for implementation and installation of the ZOS products. It's something you can sell today. It's out there. It's proven. It's been used. Okay? And that's contact for that. And now if you go to the next slide, which is 24, I wanted you to think back on the problems that we're trying to solve. Okay? Don't forget those. And resources, things you can go to. The next slide, 25. Some resources that are out there. Now, these are things that you can point your customer to that talk about accelerating audit and compliance in the mainframe, in other words, using Z-Secure. Now, if you go to the next page, two, which is slide number 26, there's a red book out there on Z-Secure and auditing and using Z-Secure to audit the mainframe. It's an excellent red book. There's a CCR2 news article out there. There's some white papers out there. If you have any problems locating these, let me know, but I've given you the actual links that are there. And first off, as well, do not forget Pulse. Get your customers to Pulse. I will be there. The architect will be there for Z-Secure. Development manager will be there for Z-Secure. And we are there, and we have a PID dedicated to Z-Secure. So we are there to help you with your customers. If you have a customer that you want to bring in, and one that you know is going to be there, contact me. Let me know. We can set up a meeting. We can set up a demo. We can set up a any type of function capability that you want. So remember Pulse. And that's it.
Hey, Linda, just the whole thing around Pulse, also just mention that we will be demoing Z-Secure there. The different
correct.
And pods. And also to let everybody know, the week after Pulse is the RSA conference, which is the premier security conference every year. They moved it up this year, and it happens to fall the week right after Pulse. So your customers that are not going to Pulse, we're going to target them at RSA, and we're also going to be demoing Z-Secure there as well.
Perfect. Thank you, Kevin. I think I'm done.
Yep. So, operator, if you want to open the queue and let some folks ask some questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If anyone would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. Once again, if anyone would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. One moment, please, for our first question. Our first question comes from Mr. John Murdoch. Your line is open.
Hello, Kevin. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Quick question for you and Glenda. When we go into a mainframe site, can you give me the top three things, or the top three over the last couple of years at least, that they should have updated their scripts with? What three things that I could use to ask them about?
You mean technically? Let's see. How are they using pass tokens or pass tickets? Are they doing IDID propagation? Let's see.
If they have RAC, you could ask them about how their RACF administrator updates the scripts.
Oh, yes, definitely. Ask what scripts are written in. Sometimes they're written in very old script language. You know, so ask them when the last time was they were updated to include things that were new into the RACF environment.
Gotcha. There are many more.
Okay.
And many more.
Get them on the hook, and we'll get you somebody that can drill down further.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Send me an email if you would like, and I can send you some information.
The other thing everyone should know is Glenda has been doing this for a long time and used to work for CA and probably knows many of your customers. So, good
yeah.
Meeting. Was that it, John?
That'll do it. Question answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have no other questions at this time.
All right, great. I appreciate everybody's attention this morning. Glenda, thanks so much for taking us through the presentation. If anybody else has any questions, you can go to myself or the sales leaders in your IMTs. In the East, that's Jose Bravo. In the West, it's Jerry Welsh. Federal, Jerry Jarvis. In Canada, you can contact myself or Mark Vandewalra. And thanks a lot. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.